This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Every day, a part of every sub you buy at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. And now, for a limited time, they're introducing the Daily Sub Special. Every day, get a medium sub of the day for just $5.55. They kick it off with Meatball Monday and finish it off with Italian Sunday, with something delicious every day in between for just $5.55. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Tap the banner now to learn more.
Coming in town in about a week and a half. So basically, I tried to talk her into making a sex tape. And then Mia was like, yeah, I want to see this sex tape. And I'm like, see, they want to see it. Let's do it. So then Tia was like, nah, because all of y'all will fall in love with her just like I did, and then there'll be problems. I was like, y'all polygamous. The whole purpose is to have multiple people. This should make everybody happy. I'm just trying to see what my status as CEO can get us. That's all.
Shut the freak up.
Oh, that's tight. So if you buy, if you put the bonus on, so like if you use the bonus boost on here, it will actually ride to the next one. But apparently we on air, bro. So let's go ahead and let's kick this shit off right, B.
I'm feeling I'm the greatest, hiding behind a know and go ape shit. Got 5 kills, 1 shot, and I take it. Every new approach in the gut, and I rate it. I'm a gamer with the game tag. I'm a gamer, and I get mine. I'm a gamer, and I lose bad. I'm a gamer, and I blame it on lag. This game ain't difficult, KD, criminal. Kill streaks, minimal, you might start bollocko. I should hang you by a follicle. Teach you a thing from the chronicle, you silly bunch of molecules. It's just a game, and I'm Dame. Name in the game, I know it sounds lame, but all the same, name no names. I'm here to play games, drive you insane. You can catch me on fours, or twitching up lanes. But I'm mashing the away, man, I'm spilling out brains. I'm an avatar bike, give an avatar fame. Man, I run a 1-2, I forget the name. Man, I love gaming, great training, even love Minecraft out when it's raining. And I love when you say you're a hacker, you're complaining. Little more love and less of the hating. Get your knife out, I'm a sniper, yeah. Get your snipe on, I'm a knife, yeah. Getting kill cams in the lava, I'm a team player screaming, who's your father? It means nada, there's no place that I'd rather call drama. Any game mode, any map, even plaza. Once you king tag, you come, I'm a Aja. Then I spend that, man, I spend all day. Got a ticket for the leaderboard, then it's one way. I'm gonna pray that I stay and I play, cause the day is the day, I pinch that name on that game. I'm become number one, man, I do it for the fun. Yeah, I'm gonna make you run with my new golden gun. Yeah, become number one. Man, I do it for the fun. I'm gonna make you run with my new golden gun. I'm feeling I'm the greatest, pad in my hand, and no, I go ape shit. Got 5 kills, 1 shot, and I take it. Let me do a pro to the cut, and I rate it. I'm a gamer with the game tag. I'm a gamer, and I get mad. I'm a gamer, and I lose bad. I'm a gamer, and I blame it on lag.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the debut edition of The Gamer Law. It is I, Mr. Tone Deaf. We join shortly with by the greatness and health and fresh and fly. As this week's edition of The Game Law, we are actually going to go a little bit more in depth with NBA 2K15. Due to the fact that the PSN network currently right now is being updated, we are going to have to move our review of Destiny back one more week. But the great part is, because we're going to be probably doing the Gamer Loft on Saturday until we move to the new network anyway, it'll be great because you can actually catch live gameplay during the weekend when most people are online. But if you want to go ahead and see some of my reviews in regards to Destiny, some gameplay, definitely make sure you go ahead and you check out my actual Facebook page at Antonio Luckett, where you actually will see 2 live video uploads, one of actual story, deeper in the game than what you probably have played in the beta, as well as a nice game of Crucible Kill with me and a couple of my army buddies as we basically handed them their ass online in regards to the control match. But with that being said, what we're going to do is go ahead and bring in Mr. Young Fresh and Fly himself. What's going on, bro?
Thinking about changing my gamer tag to Mudbutt Jones.
You know what, bro? I was going to give you some intro music and everything. You know, just go ahead and do
it. I mean, after listening to that song, I'm your pusher. Yeah.
Just to let y'all know, in my career mode, we both have this as our intro music unknowingly.
I mean, but it's a grind. Like, you start out, like,
it
you don't
is
even,
a grind.
The whole game is about grinding, fam. You don't even get drafted. You start out on 10-day contracts, and you can be cut at any time.
Anytime.
So, I think the whole game is about grinding, you know? It's about making your name, leaving your legacy. I mean, he, like, my agent even brings up a good point of the fact that Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team.
Is that the reason why our coach keep hanging out with us? Okay, people. So
wow.
For those of you who haven't played the My Career mode, it's a lot of cutscenes in it this year on the next-gen console. So we haven't forgot about you people who play still on the 360 or the PlayStation 3. The only reason why we're not going to go in-depth in regards to those is because if you have played any past alliterations of NBA 2K, the gameplay is still identical. So you're not really getting too much more different than what you got last year from what I'm hearing and seeing from those people who are still playing on the console. So we're focusing more on the next-gen consoles because, well, if you don't have a next-gen console, you losing, period, okay? But there's a lot more cutscenes this year, a lot more cutscenes. And even if you're a person who tends to simulate certain games because you know you're just going to win anyway, you could still get stopped by cutscenes. So don't think you could just simulate a whole entire season, even though they give you that freedom this year. Instead of you having key matchup games, you have to, it's like how me and Juan is a small forward on both of our games. We don't have to play against LeBron. We don't have to play against Carmelo or play against KD. We can simulate past those games. Okay? So that's one of the good things that we like in regard to it.
But it also does, like, if you are one of those players who legitimately likes to build your guy up from the bottom, you might want to play more of your key matchup games because you get more VC points. Plus, you know, whatever your game, plus whatever your outcome is, like your grade level, plus the extra VC points that you get because each game is worth a certain amount of points. Like if you play a good team, it's worth like 400 VC. If you play a crappy team like the 76ers, you're only going to get 100 VC.
Right. You're going to get VC points regardless for every game, which is one thing I like better this year than last year. You still get your in-game performance VC points, but you still get a game minimum VC points. Now, one of the biggest things when it comes to VC points this year is you definitely get a better outcome of VC. Like, for an example, you get paid every 14 days, which is very realistic because that's what we do in real life. But the amount that you get would not match up to your skill. Now you can literally walk out with anywhere close to about 4,000 to 6,000 VC points by the time the season's over with. Okay? So, Juan, you got your Twitch account turned on? Do you even have your game turned on?
Hey, I'm playing the game now. I'm finishing up the last... Hey!
All right.
What the f*** are you doing?
Now, when we talk about NBA 2K, there are multiple modes on the game that people have come to love in regard to. Let me see something. Maybe I can. Can I share? I'll be able to broadcast. Let's take a look here. Actual online gameplay is not working, but maybe they'll let me broadcast because I'm getting ready to go into my game against the Cleveland Cavaliers. It looks like
right,
they might
let me
broadcast.
Okay. Is that any broadcast?
We soon to see. Oh, shit, it's broadcast. All right. So for those of you guys who are actually Twitch users, we are actually being broadcast live right now. You can definitely watch us on Twitch TV at Tone Deaf Radio. together. Or you can actually go to the ToneDeafRadio.com page, click on the link that says Game Loft, and it will automatically take you to a live stream version of the actual gameplay as we play. Due to the fact that I'm currently on air, people, you might hear a microphone communication of me because I have cut off all mics, and I don't plan on getting a technical foul. Right. So we're going into game two of the NBA playoffs for my career player. I am matched up with the Atlanta Hawks because, being a small forward, they needed a secondary forward, so my likelihood of getting a 10-day contract and keeping one was greater with Atlanta than it would be with any other team. Now, that's a new feature this year as well. Because you don't go through a rookie draft and the whole entire yards, you actually have to get picked up on a 10-day contract. You can choose where you want to go based on your position, but at the same time, you have to work harder to get on certain teams. Okay? So, like, for an example, if I want to go to Cleveland, I probably would probably have to kill myself to get on Cleveland. Because why in the world would you want to draft me when you have the best player in the NBA already there? Whereas in Atlanta, needed another small four.
Hey, I can watch the game from my phone.
You watching me play?
Yeah, because I'm actually, because on my Twitch app, I'm not signed in.
Yeah. You see how greedy Tiggs is, Doug? So, that's one thing. Now, there are other game modes on NBA 2K that will also catch your attention. Fans who are used to the association or the season mode have both been combined and condensed this year into something called My League. Now, My League is very customizable from top to bottom. Okay? So everything from what teams I control to trade overrides to almost anything and everything. If I want to control the whole league, I can control the whole league. Okay? Fans like me who kind of feel that some teams need a little bit of help to make them contenders, you can do that. One of the things that I enjoyed most about it was the fact that I could set how long my league goes as well as how many teams I can control and take advantage of. Ooh, that was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Taking advantage of it, it's like you're going to rape them for their good players.
Well, you could, but you can't. For an example, in my league, I eliminated the possibilities of having big threes. I literally made everybody who had the third best player on their team get traded. So you could only have two good players at a time. See, he's throwing bad passes. And then you foul on the other end. You're horrible.
Oh, that's a clutch spin move right there.
But everything's going. Now, another thing that's added, well, I can't even say added. Another thing that's going to be new and unique to next-gen console users is the GM mode. Now, it debuted last year, and it was very popular amongst a lot of people where not only do you control and play with your team, you can control every aspect of the game, from concession stand to the coaching staff to everything. Now, the GM mode is back. And it is a lot better than what it was. Because last year, you had to use a lot of your V points just to get your GM to where he can negotiate decent trade, make people re-sign, stuff like that. Now look at what they need for VC points for all of that, and everything is badges. I'm playing horrible, probably because I'm actually on air and not focused.
Wait, where'd the screen go?
Your phone probably not keeping up with the feed. The girls,
can,
the women of tone different video are phone.
I can hear, but I can't see.
What?
Yes, I know.
Awesome. So, one, speaking of NBA 2K, did you successfully face scan yourself in?
No, I did not. The face scan is quite terrible. Well, I'm not going to say it's terrible, but you damn near need a photorealistic studio in your living room to face scan your face. You need 100 lights. Need 100 lights. Your window has to be open, and it has to be a good sunny day. You need to wear one of those flash bulb mocap suits. And you probably have to be white like Ronnie 2K in order for this shit to work.
Well, like I said last night, one of my buddies successfully was able to do a pretty decent face scan in regards to it. My initial face scan had over 8,000 points of light in regards to it. So I had a successful scan. It just transitioned over to the screen to fit, well, put like this, to the level that I thought it should have been. That still was BS.
I'm just saying, man, like, niggas' eyes was in their nostrils and niggas' mouths was on their neck. Fucking terrible, man.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, people, is for this week's edition of the Death Fresh Show, we are going to, between now and then, face scan ourselves to see what outcomes we can come out with. And we will post face scans on Twitter.
I don't see how the PlayStation face scan is as crappy as Xbox, and y'all actually have a whole fucking camera.
You have a whole camera.
Right, but y'all camera is better than this Kinect camera. Like, y'all got an actual camera that you have to buy separately and attach to the damn game.
Well, the only reason why we got to buy it separately because, well, technically y'all do too now, because they don't sell no Xboxes with the Kinect anymore. Teague, I'm
right.
Wide the hell open over here. Teague, I'm wide the hell open. You know what, Teague, fuck you. Give me the ball.
Which I think is great because I felt that you were forcing people to buy a Kinect. Well, a lot of people don't really want a Kinect.
Well, that's just the whole thing. They assume that if they gave you the most important sphere right away, you guys would actually take advantage of it. But the problem is there's not enough usefulness for the cameras, period. Like, overall, even here on the PlayStation, there's no big use for the camera, okay? Other than the fact that the face scan just came out, there was not a game on where it felt that I needed to use the camera. Unfortunately, I cannot do any trading, no adjustment to my defense, but that's another thing. Compared to last year, adjusting the defense on the fly has gotten a lot better. Right now, you guys are looking at the breakdown. So usually when you subbed in the game, they'll give you a little box of like how you're performing against your opponent. Now, every time that there's a break and there's a change in positions or offense or whatnot, you get a breakdown of who your player is you're playing. But most importantly, people, they have added a feature called My Coach Directive. Now, before you used to get these little objectives where you had to do things like quad, double, or go a whole quarter without any turnovers, they've thrown that out the window now. Now you have coaches' objectives that actually grade it. These coaching objectives will actually kind of build you up with your coaches and determine what you need to do to help the team get better. So at the current moment in time, the coach basically wants me to be more focused on getting defensive rebounds. So he wants me to box out more and crash the glass over the course of the next few minutes of the game. These particular things will then get graded based on how well I do those. I've had all kind of directives from everything from taking over the game to crashing the glass to getting back defense instead of going for the offensive rebounds. So I got to do more boxing out and more defensive glass crashing.
Yet we still wear these generic ass shoes.
That's another thing, people. This year, everything doesn't just come automatically. You have to earn everything. So, after you play your game for a while, Nike / Jordan will give you a call and basically offer you a contract, and you just got to choose which company you go with. Not anymore. you have to impress Nike, Adidas, Jordans, all separately to be able to get your shoe contract. Damn, Kevin Love be trying to kill me. Oh, that's very shy. Dude still play for them? He ain't going nowhere.
But very shy. I do think it's dope that they have now added the third party on there. Because, you know, usually you just get Nike or you get Jordan. Like, what if I want to wear a flop pair of fucking Derrick Rose's out here while I'm hooping, even though I'm pretty sure Derrick Rose shoes would be bad for your knees. Because, as we can tell from both his ACLs, you shouldn't hoop in Derrick Rose's.
I want to bring back the Chuck Taylor All-Stars.
Really?
Yeah.
They
came back for a moment.
Power. Well, yeah.
I got to bring them back,
Doug. When D-Wade first made it into the league, his shoe was a Converse.
I know.
That was his first shoe. A lot of people don't know that, though.
Yep.
And I just
know because. Respect my gangster. So, just got getting my coaching grade, and he gave me a B for my performance, which is above a B minus that I had last time. So, as you can see, my coach enjoyed what I did. Now, the downside was I only grabbed one rebound because we kind of stopped them before they even had an opportunity, and then LeBron just wouldn't miss. And Thompson be trying to personally kill me.
Man. We finna walk into Brooklyn and take this elimination game. So we go ahead and get the sweep.
Well, I'm trying to take – we are the home court advantage away from Cleveland, but we try to basically take two games on their home court so we can go back to Atlanta with the momentum. Because you know when you put LeBron and them out, you just opened up everything.
Well, I won't get to play LeBron until maybe the next round because the Cavs on my game was very high seed. I think they were either 1 or 2, and I was fourth.
Well, they're at least 2 seed. I think we're 7. We're either 7 or 8 because, you know, we went on that losing streak.
Here's another reason why I didn't really want to play for Toronto because they had already had a good record, but I did not want to play in Atlanta.
I wanted to go to Atlanta because that's definitely a team I would not have chosen to go to on my own normal mindset. LeBron be pulling deep, dog. I mean, like, deep.
I mean, low-key, I want to see – I just want to make it to the end of the playoffs. Like, I don't even care about winning the championship. I feel the same way, too. I want to see what the free agency is like as a mob player. Because, like,
I want to see how the scandal will play out. So,
right,
for those
like
of you guys.
The last few games, I never really make it to the free agency because you get drafted. And when you get drafted, you have a rookie contract. And your rookie contract is 2 years, plus they have a team option. So, you always get stuck with the same fucking team. And by the time you actually make it out of the third year of your mob player, another game has come out, in our case, WWE, and we usually don't play 2K for about a week and a half. And then by the time we get back to playing it, we just stay with the same team.
Well, that's with you. See, me, my career player, I'll play it literally until damn near the next game come out. I tend to rotate some of my games. But I tend to get myself traded. Like last year, for an example, I got drafted by Portland. Best damn player on your team, and you still got me coming off the bench. I get you a championship that you damn near wasn't going to make it without me. And I still don't start. So I immediately demand to be traded. Now, I did not expect to get traded to my favorite team, but that just made it even better. So I ended up going.
Who did you get traded to?
New York.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I ended up getting traded to New York, and I took New York to 2 championships back-to-back. By my third season, I had the opportunity to bounce, but they wanted to keep me. Now, actually, I take that back. The third season, they gave me basically top-dollar contract. So money-wise, it would have been a great contract, but because they only showed you your contract in VC points, I felt like I got screwed. I really did. Because I couldn't prove that this was a bad contract because it's VC points. They offered it to me the first time, I turned it down because it didn't look realistic. So then they offered it to me again.
Should really quit putting your contract in fucking VC points. It's like a fucking
That's what I was getting ready to get to. They did that this year. Your contract now is legitimately shown in dollar amounts. Right now we're on a rookie league minimum contract. So if you go and you look at your actual player, you should only be making a little bit over $500K. Okay?
Damn, I can't get the veteran league minimum?
First of all, you ain't a veteran, bro. You a rookie. Secondly, you are a 10-year contract rookie. So, truth be told, us getting half a mil should be equal to what a rookie contract is anyway. But if we play the full season, then we'll get a full mil. Make sense? Because we really didn't start playing until after All-Star break. So that's why I didn't talk about it when you said we got a mil. You get a mil a year.
Yeah, you start in January, but you really don't see no clock until after your 10-day contract, which is usually after the All-Star break.
Right. Damn, Chef Alosha. We're going to go into the end of the first quarter. Damn. All right. So now, went on ahead, kind of fast-forward game a little bit because my dude is sitting on the bench. Now I'm getting ready to come back into the game. So coach gave me new directions. It's basically get free for open shots, which is what I usually do. I shoot outside shots. Basically telling me to use screen. The defender holding me, though, is Kevin Love. So that means they probably got me at the power forward position and got Chef Velocious out here wasting space getting crossed over by LeBron.
But Chef Velocious plays good defense, so they have to admit that.
But it's LeBron. Kevin Love just bullied me.
What the fuck is with my 3-point shot? Is it broken?
It's your release, bro. All about release. Which is another good thing this year on the game, people. Now, not only do you have your health meter on your player, you have your release meter. So you can actually see if your timing is right. So for those games when you're playing with a new team and somebody has a crazy jumper that's not what you're accustomed to, or you just can't seem to get Ray Ray's jumper to work right for you because it's so pure, you don't know how to use a pure jumper right, there's an actual bar near the bottom that will help you out in regards to using your play correctly. You going to give me the ball? Are you going to give me the ball? I'm right here. Give me the ball.
Man, this auto switch shit is fucking terrible. Like, how the hell do I go from holding Andre Kirilenko to getting stuck on the pick? Now I got to hold Jim Johnson. How do I know Joe Johnson?
It's common sense to rotate. First of all, Juan, it's common sense to rotate those in. But at the same time, you got to pay attention to your partner, your teammate, to see if he rotates or if he stays. Ooh, Kevin, you was about to get blocked.
So
the Cavaliers are up
by
3.
That's what I'm saying, man. Make a shot. You know, time to play with these niggas. We was just up like 16-5, and now it's damn near a tie game.
That be happening, Doug. You know 2K has the quarter glitch, right? It's not even a quarter glitch. A quarter advantage, where I think it's like the same quarter, the home team has the advantage, and then
punk ass shit for years. You could be
second quarter gets an advantage, and then the third quarter the other team gets the advantage.
That's fucking terrible.
They've always done that. That's why the whole entire 20 and out rule, to me, honestly, is BS. Because you can have a good first quarter, but by the end of the game, you can lose.
Yeah. I've beaten some niggas like that. Be down in the third quarter, then you just get that surge of energy. All your shots start falling. Like, I've been shooting the same ball game. What do you mean? Come on, hands burned your pump faking ass, though. What are you? What are these niggas doing, man? Pass me the fucking ball.
Sam, why are you breaking? Why are you not going for the rebounds? Your ass is starting to break down. Damn, wide open. Kevin Love and Varejao out there? Yeah. Kevin Love is out here destroying people, dog.
They won't let me call no offense yet. What type of shit is this?
I can't call it either, dog. That's when things are going to change, when you can start calling the offense or asking for the ball when you want it.
Like, I can't hit my ISO motion and then pass and kick out.
I just get upset because Jeff Teague will have, like, three people on him, and he still feel that he can make the bucket.
I feel that I have the most unfair situation on this fucking game right now. I not only have to deal with one fucking Russian dude, there's two Russian niggas on this team that play the same position, and they both have fucking games. How the fuck is this?
Are you talking about it? Who you playing against or you playing with?
I'm playing against Brooklyn. So,
I mean, Brooke Lopez is going to be a problem for you, period.
No, Brooke Lopez is not the center anymore. He must have been traded or some shit that I'm seeing.
So they just randomly traded dude in the middle of your season?
Right. So I got to start off guarding Andre Kirilenko. They're like midway through the game, they bring in Ratmanovic, who can shoot the fucking three ball. It's fucking killing me from behind the arc.
Yeah, you got your hands fit.
Like, how are you hitting that shot, man? I'm 6'9". Don't explain to me what I need to be doing.
I'm just, I completely understand. They tell him about it, that I'm playing NBA 2K on Twitch TV.
Why are you advertising this game? This ain't going to be no game.
All right, so now the coach has basically gave me the green light to take the game over. So the offense runs through me now. So I got to get open. The only problem I have with this particular request that my coach gives me is the simple fact that Teague feels that he should be the star of the team and causes me issues.
I mean, it's Jeff Teague, though, man.
Why did I shoot that?
Really
that would be yes.
Can you really argue with Jeff Teague?
Yes, you can.
I mean, should you really, though?
Yes. If the coach saying, give me the ball, give me the ball. Yeah, dog, the screen went black on Twitch TV for me. The people here, they don't see it.
That's what I was saying. Like, I couldn't see it, but I could hear the jankiness. Oh, yeah, really? I'm on the ground from a pick and roll, but nobody calls nothing, man. That's fucking ball. That's bullshit. That's fucking moving screen fucking violation. But no, they don't want to call shit. These niggas is terrible. Pass me the ball, Larry. Let me go to work.
Let me stop. Let me step down. Let me step down the quality.
Damn, I only got 10 points. Yeah, we got to get out shit.
All right. I've turned on the camera so people can watch. Watch your boy do his thug thizzle while we broadcast. Let's stop the broadcast for a minute. So I apologize, people. We'll have to cut the broadcast off for a minute. Go back to it. You know what, Juan? You got Ustream on yours.
Ustream? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Like the app Ustream. Okay. Well, I might end up having... It's an app you can broadcast from.
Well, I was saying, like, is it available on your console?
Yep. Or... for me, it is.
I have to check that out.
Only reason why I asked that question, because today we do the show like this, I can do Ustream and you can do Twitch if you don't have Ustream. I mean, we're supposed to be getting YouTube in a minute, but I want to see how that's going to work out. Because if we get YouTube, that might be kind of good.
Why is there a problem with Tone Deaf Radio?
What do you mean? Oh, you're talking about Radar, too. We're broadcasting now.
Once I start playing.
Yeah, on Facebook. Okay. There we go. Alright, now we're broadcasting again. Video is up. The play of get off me, dog. You trying to get that 2 seconds. There we go. I had to bring the quality down. This looks like crap when you watch it.
Man. Shit always go wrong when you want broadcast in HD. No fanciness for us.
God, you getting battled down there, Mr. Zach. Really? You just going to let him roll through y'all like that? Y'all don't want to win. Y'all do not want to win. All right, Coach wants the offense to run through me, so that's pretty good. I mean, I got us the lead, so I can understand. You can't stop me, LBJ. So here we are. All right.
No, I do not want to do that shit.
Whoo, he stopped me, Doug. LeBron showing out, Doug.
I do not want all my fucking contacts on Facebook. On my goddamn phone.
They don't show up on Facebook. They just find the ones who are on Facebook.
It doesn't matter. I don't want that in my phone.
You just want people to know who you talk to. That's what it is.
You said what?
He don't want people knowing who you talk to. That it is.
That too. That's none of their business.
All right, Coach. We up by 3. So that's good. We done did a 6-point swing.
Yeah, so apparently 2K15 will have a soundtrack this year.
An actual soundtrack to buy? Or are you talking about NBA or WWE?
Talking about WWE. I'm like, why the fuck do they need a soundtrack? All you
because
gotta do is put niggas theme music on the main menu screen and we'll be all right, like you did last year.
Well, take in consideration that because the next gen consoles kind of don't let you add your own music to it yet, having a soundtrack works in our favor.
Yeah, but if they put bad songs on there, it doesn't.
I don't think they'll put bad songs on there, bro.
We're talking about the WWE, man.
But we're talking about 2K.
This is also true.
If Vince wants to keep a video game, there are some things he's just going to have to bend his will on. Okay? And I think I think the additional music is one thing he will bend his will on. Okay, I think they're giving. I think they're giving the second quarter to Atlanta. So the third quarter is going to be hard. Dude, I hate his jumper. I'm glad he missed it.
Who's Sean Mary?
Yes.
Yeah. I had the way he shoot. I was playing with the Cavaliers in my gym mode. Yeah, I'm so glad you can edit the players because I had to give him a different jump shot ASAP. That shit sucked.
Fam, he is bowling, dog. Lucas is taking over. I do like how things are graphically, visually, and I'm not just talking because players look real. Like, you can see the emojis on Maurice Scott. But just everything about how some of the basic stuff that happens looks better. Like, we're talking about last night, fouls. Fouls look cleaner. You know who got fouled. You see the foul. You know who got hurt from the foul.
They show more emotion, too, on the next-gen conference.
Right. The fact that I almost broke out in a fight in my career mode. I'm surprised you didn't get that, dog. Beat that. How was it a bad block attempt? See, they said I had a bad block attempt, yet I got the block. So how's that a bad block attempt? I think y'all just want to take points from me.
Oh, wait. Hold on. John Cena with Khalifa.
John Cena dropping a song on the new game?
No, but I guess this article I'm reading, people, is to let me know what is going on.
What'd you do with Dr. Dre? Get the soundtrack for WWE 2K15.
What did you say? Okay, so John Cena sent out some tweets. Because, you know, for those who don't know or live under a rock, John Cena will be the cover athlete of WWE 2K15. So he joined superstars like The Rock and LeBron James and Kevin Durant of the 2K franchise. He sent out some tweets recently. Matter of fact, this morning he sent out tweets saying, hard work pays off, and I'm honest to announce that I have. So John Cena has put together, like Pharrell much did and LeBron did last year, he's put together the soundtrack for 2K15. So
this ought to be interesting.
Right, so all the music that we hear will probably be stuff that John probably listens to while he works out. I can see that.
Fam, what if he actually got like two songs off his album? Would you listen?
Well, he says, then he sent out another tweet that says, the Doctor of Economics and Hip Hop Royalty with Khalifa on two tracks exclusively to the album called Breaks and All Day. So, two exclusive songs that John Cena and Wiz Khalifa have worked on called Breaks and All Day. So we know for a fact we're going to get two exclusives from John Cena.
And
he's
back in the studio.
Yes, and also he's got tracks from B.O.B., Future, some people I can't pronounce, he's got Nas, Flo Rida, the real Big Smo. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting soundtrack.
Yes, it is.
I really can't wait to see. I really can't wait to hear it. John, they let John Cena choose. Oh, okay. And then it has we got the track list.
Oh, we got the track list now?
Yeah, there's a track list.
Go ahead and track a list down. Since this is a wrestling,
about,
this is a video game show.
Yeah, it's about one. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's 11 songs so far. And I guess it's more of an album too. So hold on, let me read.
Well, that's what I heard they're doing with NBA 2K15. Like, you can actually buy / download the album for the game.
Yeah, so apparently not only will these songs be in the game, but they're going to release it as an album.
Yeah.
The track list is courtesy of iTunes.
Yeah, I think they were NBA 2K as well. I'll let somebody else buy it and upload it, and then I'll torrent it.
Yeah. So we're going to get hit songs from Wiz Khalifa like We Them Boys, and they're going to do the WrestleMania 28 version of Wild Ones from Flo Rida, and the song by Future and B.O.B. Ready. You got Nas on here, so, you know, that's big.
Which Nas song, though?
Well, it's a song called Free featuring E-M-E-L-I, Ande. Could be English or something, or French. I don't know.
T, give it a damn ball. How you going to tell me to run that play, and then you run clean in the way? Let do my thug thizzle.
Yeah, so.
Teague's a hater.
So we got a nice mix of rock and wrestling, like always.
Well, wrestling and rap now.
Wrestling, rap, and rock. So
I just want those classic songs that inspire us, like My Sacrifice.
Right, that has to be the coldest song ever.
Like My Sacrifice. Even Rolling, if you just gonna get nostalgic on us.
Yeah, that song was dope.
Dog, how's it my fault? He the one that did the illegal screen. All right, Juan, why don't you go ahead and talk about some of the features that you like on the new alliteration of NBA 2K15?
Well, I kind of only been like knee deep into my career. That's only because I didn't buy 2K14 for the next gen of last year. So, you know, I got real heavy into the my player of this year. But overall, it's a good game. Like, you know, people still had their complaints or whatever, but, you know, they were complaining about random shit, like the online. Like, fam, the game had only been out for a week. Like, this coming Tuesday will make it a whole 7 days that it's been out.
Right. Now, speaking of online, there is a new feature exclusive to the next-gen console as well called the Park. Now, the Park, in so many words, is pickup basketball for your creative player. But this year, because it's not new, it was out last year, the Park has actually been upgraded that you now have courts or turfs that you're kind of stuck to. So when you pick your turf, you're basically permanently there. Okay? From there, you can build up your reputation in your own park. And after you get to a certain rep level, you can actually now go to other parks and challenge other players. Then they have, you know, little events where parks play against each other. And basically, the park who has the most outstanding win rep gets love at the All-Star game this year. So, it could be quite interesting. If you're a person who really puts hard work into your player, want to take them out to the park, show them off, see what you can do. The downside is, for those people who are still building up your character, I strongly suggest you stay away from the park. Because people who buy VC points or who live and die this stuff has basically been in the park since day one, and they never even tried to get the player to be realistic. It always happens.
Yeah. Yeah, me and my guys online, we've been talking about the park. So everybody has created specific players. So we got a few guys that made point guards, and then we got a few guys that made small forwards, power forwards, centers. Because also, you can also go to the Jordan Rec Center and run
get
an
your
official
phone.
Pickup basketball game. Like, it's a full court, there's refs and everything, but it's pickup
right.
basketball.
Right. Now, right now, because of the fact that the servers are not up to par, people are always online, it might be a 30 minutes before you actually are able to jump into a legitimate game of pickup on the park. But once you do it, it can be kind of fulfilling. I would go to the park right now, but the net one thing is down. I'm actually surprised I'm able to play 2K. I guess I'm good till it's time to upload some data or whatnot. But actual multiplayer online gameplay is affected where I can't even get my Destiny on.
Yeah, man. Shit glitching because apparently I can't see my friends list.
I don't know what your excuse is. You Xbox.
Yeah, I don't know what's the fuck's going on around these parts, but it's probably a black thing, you know?
Well, I have a white Xbox. I'm in a white PlayStation now. Teague, you just really going to do all this? And then you miss...
You know, do you know they have Xbox 360s that look like the one?
Yeah, I heard that's what they recently did.
But why not buy a one if you're going to buy an Xbox that looks like the one?
Because people are cheap. People don't understand that little $100 or $200 difference makes the biggest difference in the world.
Right, like you are going to spend a minimum of $300 on this Xbox that looks like the one. Doesn't play nothing like the one, but it looks just like the one. It comes in a nice blue color.
It's so people can dunk, okay? The same guy who puts 24-inch rims on a $4,000 car. That's who that Xbox is for.
But I'm saying, though, like, for another $115, because you got to add tax, you can get a one. And life's little issues will soon fade away.
Dog, I am in LeBron's chest. He getting his money because he LeBron. He going to get money. But he getting paid bi-weekly, put it like that.
Then, you know, so many people were crying because the My Career feature was only on Next Gen. It was like, well, what did you expect?
It's the hardware for the current gen can't handle it. That's the problem.
Especially with how in-depth they're talking about it's supposed to be. Like,
it can handle it. Like, basically, in so many words, people like me who gives two cares about the little fake story mode that they add to WWE game every year, the My Career mode basically will satisfy me. This will be my story mode. And the fact that it doesn't matter if you win or lose, it all adds up. It all
right.
makes a difference.
And then when you retire, you can delete that profile or you can delete that save data and start again. Maybe you might want to be a heel. Maybe you might want to be a face.
Or if they do like the way 2K does now, you can have multiple My Career players, My Career characters, because you can do that on NBA. I can literally have up to 10 different custom profiling games going on. He was in my chest. I'm tired. 1-2. Because my little bar got small.
Well, I don't know if they're going to up it, but like right now, as of the press release, you can only do 2.
Well, I'm okay with 2 because I might want to try a diva and I might want to try a regular wrestler. You know? I'm cool with 2.
I mean, 2 is good. I could do 1 as a face and 1 as a heel. You can only have 2
running
at the same time.
Right.
So
I can have one where it's just all me and regular people, and, you know, people like L and M, they finally get their character made, and then they get added to my season. Then I can have that season going on.
You motherfuckers are not letting me get my shit on.
Get your shine on. I need everybody to go ahead and make a character ASAPishly. I don't care how good they are. Ooh,
My characters are gonna be dope. You know, you gotta spend time tweaking to my player time.
But like, we talking about the fact that you're gonna be on an Xbox, so your character will not exist in my world anyway. Which I feel they should open the creation community to be anybody.
Right, they need to just like with the next gen. Maybe with the next gen that they're gonna make, because this is not the end for video games. I know it's not. We need cross-platform. And you know what? And I think that Grand Theft Auto 5, when that drops, will be the gateway to cross-platform. I do believe.
It could be.
And I only say that because you know that even if your profile was Xbox 360, but you bought a PS4, you're supposed to be able to take what you've done on your Xbox and load it to your PlayStation 4. And
you can kind of do that on Destiny. You can kind of do that on Destiny. So, like, when you link the two together, all your information crosses over. See, the problem is I already have a profile linked to a 360 account on Bungie from Halo. So when I tried to remember what it was and bring it over before I started playing Destiny, it created a whole new Destiny. Ooh, he did you so wrong, Cephalosis. It automatically brought it over. So I don't have profiles, and I really want to link them together because I have at least 4 or 5 years of tenure with Halo with Bungie. So add another year of Destiny on top of that would have looked pretty dope. And then when Halo comes out, I would have had everything I need. See, you sound reliable, dog. I'm giving you gold here. Only need 3 assists to go ahead and to get my first triple double, and it would be awesome to get your first triple double in the playoffs on somebody else's home court to take advantage. This nigga got emojis. Yeah, sure. That's just
so
not going to stop.
I believe that Grand Theft Auto 5 will be the gateway for cross-platform.
I'm not doing Grand Theft Auto because, number one, I won't have time because now with the holiday season coming in, I'm going to be busy with work. Plus, I have games like Call of Duty that I'm going to take advantage of. I have expansion packs for Destiny coming out, expanding the gameplay in regards to that. I have WWE. And then there's still those random little side games that I tend to pick every year, like Shadow of Mordor and stuff like that. Maybe
yes,
a Rings game.
Is so dope.
It is, bruh. It is. So games like those, I really feel is going to take me away from Grand Theft Auto. But with you having Grand Theft Auto and Monte having Grand Theft Auto, and now with the new edition of the PlayStation
So, I meant to ask you this. So, like, the Xbox One, yours has the, do you have to buy a digital copy, or can it be a hard copy that you can share?
From what I'm hearing, it doesn't matter. Okay? But that will, those are things that will make me think, because if it's a digital copy, some games I will get digitally. Like, starting next year, I'm probably going to end up buying 2K and WWE digitally. I'm not going to stand in line for the games anymore. Number one, these are usually the two games I keep to the very end anyway. And NBA never really had the trade-in value, and I'm done with it. Plus, last year when the PlayStation Plus gave me NBA 2K15 for free, I immediately got rid of my disc. The conveniency of having it on the console was just, it was great. Because if something happens to my game or my console, I could easily re-download it. I didn't have to worry about spending another $60 to go out there and buy a disc. Then you got to ask yourself, do I want to spend $40 for a game that I've already had for like XYZ? Is the value the same? So I didn't want to.
Yeah, I think like little side games, I'm definitely going to buy digitally, like Shadow of Mordor and The Evil Within. Like those
and
games
that
would be
Silent Hill, games like those. Like, The Evil Within, I'm definitely buying digitally.
I'm definitely going to buy those digitally.
But I might red box some of those games, too.
I need to find out if my guy's got it digitally. Because if he downloaded it, he could definitely share it with me.
See, now they got my dude tricking. We only up by two, and I can't be having this scraggly-ass game now. There we go. So 2K still has the fuck-up correction in the game, whereas in something happened to you offensively that shouldn't have happened, and they make up for it defensively on the other end. Because I took a shot that was wide open, it was perfect, but it made it miss. So I got down to the other side of the court and went to go make a pass, and that pass actually went right out of bounds.
Ball don't lie.
I'm just saying. The 2K does that. It will correct itself.
Hey, I got State Farm assist of the game.
How?
I'm winning. I threw a lob to DeMar DeRozan. Yeah, my live game on point, even though they be fucking up and not giving me the assist. I've thrown like 3 alley-oops. I should be at like 5 assists right now.
Dude, I throw lobs to wide open players who I know can dunk, and they just
He's a dunk contest associate, so I know anything I throw up to do, he's gonna dunk. Beautiful thing about that
for real, Cole. We hold on to this 2-point lead, and I'm not happy. Mike Miller, making moves.
I've yet to figure out how to go up and catch my own lob. Like, I don't know how to call.
Yeah,
for it.
Boy, we're doing that, dog, on a fast break. Teagues, dog, you be missing wide open shots, dog. I don't know if you just don't give me the assist or you being a dick. Or you're not as clutch as you think you are. No, bro, I swear, it'd be times I give people clean shots and they'll miss it. Then they'll snag the rebound and make the shot afterwards.
See, niggas like that will make you not want to play in the city that you were in. Like, I wouldn't come back to Atlanta if I knew Jeff Tees was going to be on the team. That's how I kind of feel about Kyle Lowry.
That's how I feel about Tyreek Evans. I fucking hate Tyreek Evans on video games. Still hate him. I hate him as a human being. I don't know the man personally, so I don't hate him in real life. But video game wise, I fucking hate him.
Good shot defense, Juan Carlos.
Oh, what he did? Okay, so 1 year I got drafted to the Sacramento Kings. It was the same year DeMarcus Cousins was in his rookie year because we played together. He was, it was like, fuck it, I'll come here. Ain't no problem. Me and DeMarcus would do the damn thing. Tyreek Evans was a shooting guard on our team. And literally, bro never wanted me to have a ball. I'd be wide open, and he wanted to just change the play. Like, oh, I'm going to score. I'm going to change the play. Every time. And it was plenty games, dude. We could have won. But he wanted to keep the ball. He wanted to be the solo person. So I'm like, you know what, Doug? I don't want nothing to do with this team. I'm out. And I went to Boston that year. And got Boston 3 rings.
We getting a ring in Toronto.
Woo! I hate Kevin Love.
Oh. my God, he just put Joe Johnson on his ass.
So y'all just going to change the play completely? You going to have me go all the way paint?
Dog, like.
Damn, dog. I swear, getting their full double be so hard because trying to get them assist, dude, in the fourth quarter, they be so difficult. How is it that nobody else goes for the rebounds but me on my team? Like, y'all sit there and look. I'm battling the two biggest dudes on the team by myself. I'm
6'9". I'm 6'9", too. I might be another inch because of my afro.
I'm just saying, I'd be the only one going to the paint. Like, we only up by two people. Remember that.
Shout out to the VC points. I just bought me some blue diamond earrings.
Fuck your blue diamond earrings, nigga. I'm out here having the realest game of my life.
I think after this game, I'm going to treat myself to a blue diamond Rolex watch. Nah, dude.
See, Millsap, you know what? I just think that this team don't like assists because he gave dude a clean pass. And you do some bullshit ass layup instead of just yamming it in. All
right, so the coach wants us to run the fast break. We could do that. It's nothing.
This is the time to fouling, dog. I swear. You doing dumb shit, man. Take advantage of the fact that LeBron like actually sitting out right now.
Hit him with the sky hook. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I was almost stolen.
How is that a bad shot? This bad shot bullshit.
Man, bad shot. Bad. Come on, fam. How is that a turnover? He ran into me.
Y'all didn't see what Sean Marriott just did to me?
I'm going to start flopping on these picks they be setting.
They keep saying these are bad shots. Dude, these are great shots, man. What is your problem?
Are you making a shot?
No, they're rolling off the rim, but the release is great in the whole 9 yards, and they're saying, oh, that's bad shot selection. I'm wide the hell open. Now we down by one. You see this, people? You see this? This is your own damn fault.
What?
I gotta come in and yum on y'all. I gotta put Peter on head.
Paul.
I don't want to put Peter on head. You're making
Paul's me. Pause again, sir. This is a family show.
This is far from a family. Well, we are during the daytime. You're correct.
Right.
I'm just saying, bro.
I was saying, you have to say that kind of talk for the Death First Show, which airs this coming Wednesday. I don't know what the hell we're going to talk
about. Window. You had a topic last night.
I did? What was it?
Something we said we need to talk about.
I just said I wanted to get a real MVP award to the Oakland Raider fan base. Them motherfuckers are loyal, dog. Like, the Oakland Raiders never win.
Well, we'll figure something out between one and only Monday. Give me the ball.
Hey, I also thought it was dope that you get two different my player voices. Like, you can either be the new voice or you can be the old voice from last year.
Dog, this game going to come down to the wire. I already see it, dog. It's going to come down to the last shot.
Don't be out here filing Juan Carlos. Hey, about changing that to my name for real.
Juan Carlos Davis. There we go. Rotate. Nice rotation. I'm making Teagues look good, Doug. I'm making cool to be Southern.
So, with the grill in mind.
Oh, he did y'all. How'd you let Sean Marion do you like that, bro? These are crucial moments. We need some defensive stops, dog.
Did you know that today was Columbus Day?
Fuck Columbus. See, y'all wanted to give me a bad shot selection right there. But I made it, so you couldn't say nothing. Look at love in all the wrong places.
Niggas love to upload shit on Facebook.
What got uploaded? Because I uploaded that Destiny stuff because I knew the network was going to be down today.
Nah, somebody uploaded them throwing a live with Chris Paul.
Well, that's because everything ain't OC on the next gen like it used to be before. Like, you can get away with some OC dunks. All right, now we down by one with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game. And guess who decides to come back into the game now?
Pete?
No, LeBron. And my dude is missing bullshit. They want us to lose this game. They want us to lose this game.
Wait, we named the country after Christopher Columbus?
No. It was named after American Vespucci, guy who actually founded it. Now we down by four. Like, Doug, y'all don't want to win. Get off me, LeBron. And then Elden Brand is out here filing, dog. Y'all are throwing this game away.
I just want to know how did Christopher Columbus, why did he get such praise when he originally fucking got lost on his way here?
Because white America.
Like, bro, they got lost.
I have to get in LeBron's pockets on a daily. Give me the ball.
Was he going to take his money?
I did. Brung us in within one.
Oh, good spin move to the cut. We'll take the foul.
That was bull to even fail. LeBron asked and sat out the whole fourth quarter, and then he comes in the last 2 minutes.
Clutch time.
I know.
Trying to win the game now.
I know.
Kind of upset.
Of course, better than that. Brand.
I wonder why.
Oh, my God, dude. Dude, having easy shots. Can y'all do some, come on, man. I knock the ball away and everything. Y'all don't recover or nothing. Y'all don't want to win.
My high school coach keep hanging out after the games and shit. I think he trying to ask me for some money. It's typical Milwaukee nigga shit, though.
Y'all can't hit. Y'all miss it. Y'all threw this game away. Hands down, y'all threw this game away.
What's the series?
It'll be 1-1.
Oh, you trying to get two games in Cleveland before y'all go back to Atlanta.
Right. and I'm broadcasting. So when you don't want to look bad broadcasting.
No, you don't.
Now we down by 6 for 32 seconds left. Dog, this game over. I blame Teagues and the one bad passing decision. That was game. I care. End it. Teagues, why you even foul him, dog? It don't make no sense. And then LeBron missed.
Bro, you could have hit like 2 3-pointers in a matter of 30 seconds.
But the thing about it is Teagues won't give me the ball right away.
I don't wonder why I'm missing shots.
We must have got an intentional foul or something. Cause... And this always happens. When the game is at the end, the coach sits me down. Dog, I'm so mad we lost that game. We shouldn't have lost that game. This is the first game that I physically played that we lost. Somebody want to interview your bitch ass? Well, it makes it worse because I did talk shit to LeBron prior to before this game. And he ain't
on
the
Twitter?
One that killed us. Yeah, on Twitter. But he ain't the one that killed us. That's the only reason why I'm mad. Because he ain't the one that killed us. My team killed us. So, that was a quick game of NBA 2K. I did unlock some badges. Apparently, I have 10 badges that I didn't know I have. But that was a game of NBA 2K. So for those of you people who are basketball fans, first of all, why don't you already own this? I should beat you. For those of you guys who are considering it, definitely go ahead and pick it up. It is definitely worth your money. You will find something on this game that will occupy your time and give you your value to your game. With that being said, people, we're going to go ahead and end this week's episode of The Game Law. Make sure you tune in this weekend. What time do you got to work on Saturday, bro?
I am off on Saturday.
6 o'clock? 7 o'clock?
Well, that depends. What are you doing on Saturday? You have to work?
Nope, I'm home. Great. Well, so far, I'm home.
See, if you don't have the baby, Mimi has planned another Hartford trip, so I don't know if you want to go.
I'll think about it. What time was she trying to do this, though?
I have no idea.
Fine, we'll do it on Sunday. We'll do the show on Sunday because Mia debuts her R&B show next Monday. She's supposed to do it today, but anyway. So this Sunday on the 19th, the game Loft will return. We will have Destiny action live playing through Twitch.com. But periodically check out Twitch.com because throughout the week, both me and Young Fresh will be playing several games on Twitch.com. You will see different gameplays of NBA 2K. You'll see Destiny. You'll even see some DC Universe Online for those of you guys who own a PS4 and have been looking at these free-to-play games. We'll play a couple of the free-to-play games to give you guys an idea of what's out there for you as well. DC Universe Online, people, is also a great game to just get your social life up because you interact with everybody, and who doesn't want to be a superhero? Or who doesn't want to be a villain? You can be either or. Great concept. With that being said, make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Actually, no, we're not doing anything tomorrow night. Make sure you tune in Wednesday night for the Definitely Fresh show, where Lord knows what we're talking about. But we will be handing out this year's real MVPs to sports. And then Thursday, another edition of Tasha's Taste, as well as the Switchblade show on Friday. And then we'll be back with the Game Loft on Sunday and the debut of R&B with Mia B and the return of the Lexi Trinae show next Wednesday. The Definitely Fresh show will be taking a break on the 22nd, where we will be returning and debuting the new Death Fresh Network, where everything from sound dropping to the Death Fresh show to the Game Loft, as well as a slew of other new shows, will be debuting as well on the Death Fresh Network. With that being said, Juan, anybody you want to give a shout out to? Apparently, I lost them. With that being said, people, we're going to go say peace and enjoy the rest of your day.
This is New York firefighter Rafael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Every day, a part of every sub you buy at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. And now, for a limited time, they're introducing the Daily Sub Special. Every day, get a medium sub of the day for just $5.55. They kick it off with Meatball Monday and finish it off with Italian Sunday, with something delicious every day in between for just $5.55. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Tap the banner now to learn more. This is New York firefighter Rafael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Every day, a part of every sub you buy at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. And now, for a limited time, they're introducing the Daily Sub Special. Every day, get a medium sub of the day for just $5.55. They kick it off with Meatball Monday and finish it off with Italian Sunday, with something delicious every day in between for just $5.55. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Tap the banner now to learn more.